This is Sports Jam. I'm Doug Doyle. I am at the training facility for the New York Red Bulls, and we are in Whippany, New Jersey, not real far from where my guest grew up, Warren, New Jersey native and New York Red Bulls midfielder Daniel Edelman. Daniel, great to have you on Sports Jam.
What's going on, Doug? Good to be here and excited to chat with you today.
Everybody has talked about you. They said, you're just the nicest person. I just talked to Matt Harmon, the voice of the Red Bulls, and he said, oh, great person. There's something about you that, even though this is your third season now, you, as a young man, you're only 20 years old, but yet you have this confidence, you have this niceness. Where did that start?
Yeah, I think it was going back to just how my parents raised me, just teaching me to do the simple, nice things, and you don't need to brag about something, a good deed you do. Just do it out of the kindness of your heart. And I think the way I carry myself, I just always want to be well respected and just show my kindness out to the world and everyone.
We're going to talk about your new 4-year contract with the Red Bulls, which is very exciting. But since you brought up your parents, your dad, Ari, played collegiate soccer at Loyola, Maryland, and Patty, your mom, all-time leading scorer in NCAA Division I women's basketball in Maryland. Good genes inside Daniel Edelman. So I guess you were born to be an athlete, weren't you?
Yeah, for sure. There was always a ball around the house, whether it be soccer ball, basketball. Mom and dad were athletes, and I think from a young age they taught me to try multiple sports, play multiple sports, and really follow what I love. And I think it's all about experimenting. You can see some basketball. I didn't pursue basketball, but some basketball skills translate over to the soccer field. But coming from two great parents who were so well-rounded and so appreciative of their careers and then how they were able to guide me to where I am today.
Do you remember the first time as a young kid that you picked up a soccer ball and it was kind of fun?
Yeah, I mean, definitely the times in the backyard with my dad, because it was just me and my dad to start out. My brother was born 2 years after me. And then, I mean, Warren Middle School is probably, I have the most vivid imagery of playing with my 5-, 6-, 7-year-old friends back when we were just starting elementary school and just kicking the ball. The grass was not cut, super tall, and it's just like having a good time with your friends at such a young age. And that was like, I just grew to love the sport, honestly, right away.
Was your dad the first one to tell you that, hey, you're pretty good, Daniel?
Yeah, I think my dad was, I think myself, I think I was sort of the one. I mean, my dad, of course, got to see, coach me at U9, U8 for my Watchung Hills travel team, and played striker back then. That's when I actually could score goals consistently. but I think I saw it in myself as well. Like, I would always just watch it on TV. And my first player that I really liked to watch was Steven Gerrard for Liverpool. And I just always grew up watching the sport. I would have a mini ball at my feet, watching the games, Premier League, always in the morning. And it's just a sport that, you know, came naturally to me.
It's kept in well by Edelman. He might have a chance. And this one trickles in. Forda got a fingertip on it. But a great individual effort from Daniel Edelman. It's 3-1 in New York.
You played prep soccer at Watchung Hills Regional High School. What is it about New Jersey? You know, one of my most recent guests on Sports Jam is now going to be a Hall of Fame goalkeeper. He grew up in North Brunswick, New Jersey. And I think you know who I'm talking about, because Tim Howard has been a big name in New Jersey and around the world. What is it about New Jersey growing these fine athletes and soccer? Soccer has really arrived in the Garden State, hasn't it?
For sure. This is this tri-state area, even Pennsylvania included, just New Jersey. You have going back to Soccer Town USA and the Kearney Boys. I think it's just a special sort of area where soccer really started. I think my dad he played Columbia for high school at Columbia. And he, in South Orange, he was, you know, always talking about the matchups against all the schools back then. I think high school soccer, because there were, you know, club wasn't really present back then, it was so competitive. And guys like Tab Ramos, Tony Miola, I mean, those guys, you can see what they did for the national team. And it's really special that New Jersey is like a heart of where soccer can really grow up and really started to flourish.
So let's talk a little bit about a 4-year contract, you know, and then an option for 2028. That means the team is certainly vested in Daniel Edelman and happy with your progress. You started with the Red Bulls Youth Academy back in 2020, so they know everything about you. And to give you a 4-year contract means you're progressing and they're happy.
Yeah, it's super special to be able to re-sign with this club. I think starting out in 2020 after I was with PDA and coming to Red Bull, I think I saw a possible pathway that I could follow, and to know where I am right now, that pathway is still, you know, somewhat completed, that I was doing the right steps through Red Bull 2, first team, not really playing, but then earning a starting spot, and now where I am today, I think you just got to trust the process, and really patience is a virtue, and I'm super happy with how I am today, and to play for my hometown club now, and play in front of all my friends and family who live around the area, it's super special to me because I grew up watching the Red Bulls, and it's something that I don't take any of these moments, any training session, any game for granted, because I've got to cherish these moments now while they're still here.
Management has said it's about the core values for Daniel Edelman, the great winning mentality. This is all just part of your makeup, right? And they see it. So let's go to the things that you want to work on this year. I've heard you say that, you know, you want to become more of the scoring part, you know, more assists, more goals. How can that happen?
Yeah, I think definitely I want to try to add some numbers to my game. You can see the best sixes around the world are able to find ways to score goals and get assists, and I think that's something I can work on, late top of the box runs to win the ball at the top of the box and have some shots and volleys or some quick assists and quick passes. I think we have a lot of new talent up top and special players coming into the squad that are going to really help us this year, and for me, I think that's a next step, is just continuing to show my attacking prowess and let people know that, oh, he can do it defensively and get the job done, but he also has some attacking flair.
Duncan in for Kosaris, top of the 18. Edelman maybe could have been a little more selfish and taking a shot from 25 out. Yearwood with possession. It comes here to Duncan. It seems like there's a goal out there for New York. Edelman inside. Edelman! Put the hammer to the nail. Red Bull up 2-1. It's going to go in the 53rd minute, and it is an absolutely massive goal for New York, for Daniel Edelman, and for a home crowd that is just dying to see 3 points here at RBA. First in his MLS career for Daniel Edelman, deposits it over to the far post. Red Bull 2, Miami 1.
The confidence is there for you now, but maybe it wasn't so much in your first league start. It was a 4-3 victory over Austin FC at Q2 Stadium. You remember that, don't you?
I do. Yeah, that was my first MLS start, 4-3. The environment at Austin, it was amazing. It was great. It's a fun place to play at, and I'm so happy that we were able to get the job done. I started cramping late in that game, being first start, but I was stoked that we were able to get a 4-3 win. Serge scored a goal that game. Cam Harper was amazing, that was a big moment for me to realize I belong here. I can make the next steps forward and really try and solidify my spot on this team.
Have you noticed that all your firsts have come in victories for the Red Bulls?
I think I just, again, focus on that, you know, just like you said before, winning mentality. With me, even in training, we have tournament sessions or it's a possession drill that the coaches are keeping score. I always want to win those and be on the winning side. And if you take the approach like that, it'll just come naturally in the games. Every duel, every tackle, I view it as almost like a 1v1, and I have to come out on top every time. And with the team now, I got all these guys around me. I think another step for me this year is continuing to be a leader despite being 20 years old and just coach the guys around me, be a voice in the middle of the field, and make sure guys are on the same page.
Take us on the pitch, the chemistry with this year's squad. How fast does that connect? You know, it's early in the season. How hard is it to make sure that you're on the same page, on the same pitch?
Yeah, I think in preseason, it's obviously vital to really start to experiment and try and mesh the guys together, try people in new positions and get the formation down. And I think we used that time in preseason very well, because these first two games for us, I think, have been very, very good. We still have to improve a lot, but I think starting out with 4 points in two away games is a great start for us. And you can see, I think we're just more fluid, and we understand Emil coming into the squad. He likes to come out into wide areas sometimes to get on the ball and let him be dynamic and create. And it's just understanding each other. And I think Sandro's done a great job in implementing different tendencies that he likes to this specific style of play within the Red Bulls' direct philosophy.
Coming up on March 9th will be a game against FC Dallas, and that will be at Red Bull Arena in Harrison. So you'll be on the home turf finally. When you look up at the crowd, obviously your family is there, but the wonderful crowds that come to see the Red Bulls play, it has to also signal to you not only that you've made it, but how passionate soccer fans really are.
Yeah, the people that, I mean, our fans that come to Red Bull Arena, they're like no other. I think the environment and atmosphere that they bring every game, you could see it last season. We had some ups and downs, and they were still there, still cheering, still chanting, and it's really special to us, and it means a lot that they're there no matter what, and they make the games, I wouldn't say easy for us, but it makes us feel more important, and it makes us energetic, and we see them, that they're behind us and backing us, and we just want to kill teams when they come into our place. It's a fortress, and nothing's going to be simple when opponents come in and try and take points away from us.
The women's team, Gotham FC, winning the championship this year, owned by Governor Phil Murphy, probably sends a little more juice into the Red Bulls. Hey, we can take, you know, a title this year too. Do you converse with, you know, with players on the women's team?
No, we don't really talk to the Gotham players, but I mean, I'm aware. I was watching, you know, their season and their games, and was super happy that they won the championship. They completely deserved it. They're a fun team to watch. I see they brought in a bunch of new players, Roosevelt coming in, Emily Sonnet, all these amazing players. So it looks like they're stacking up again to go after another championship this year. And I think the relationship between the Red Bulls and Gotham, both playing at Red Bull Arena, is only going to attract more people to come watch some great football.
East Rutherford will be the home of the World Cup and the World Cup Finals in 2026. You said that, you know, you watched Liverpool. Is Liverpool your international team still?
Yeah, still my international team. Big red guy. Dad grew up watching them as well, but that was my favorite team for a long time, so yeah.
Does it mean anything to you that the World Cup's coming to New Jersey?
Yeah, it's super special that of all the places it's going to be at MetLife in New Jersey. Clearly, my mind is, oh wow, that would be quite an opportunity to be there at the World Cup. And I think it'll, again, draw attraction to this area. And even in the United States, you have games all across the country, and it'll be something that will help grow soccer in the United States. You can see Messi's already in the league. I enter Miami. That's helping put eyes on the league more, and having the World Cup here in the United States, I think they'll do a great job hosting, creating, you know, making all the venues and everything, and it'll be quite a World Cup in 26.
For those that haven't seen you playing, number 75. Tell us the significance of that number.
Yeah, I just came out with this recently. My dad wore number 7, my little brother wore number 5, and then if you add them together, it equals my middle brother's number, which is 12. I think 75 just looks good as well. So that's kind of the little story behind it.
I love it. I love the big numbers. My favorite hockey player of all time wore 66, Mario Lemieux. So there you go. I'm wearing an 87 All-Star jersey for Sidney Crosby today. I love those high numbers. Jaromir Jagr had a 68, right? Yeah. He just had his number raised to the rafters in Pittsburgh. So as we wrap up this edition of Sports Jam, your first professional goal came in 2022. August 27th. What did that feel like? Is it different to get a goal in the MLS than all the other goals you've scored in your young career?
For sure. This still goes down as almost one of the best nights of my life. I think I'll never forget being able to put the ball in the back of the net and then go over and look up at my family. And I had some friends there as well, and see the whole stadium cheering for a goal that I scored. And earlier that year, after the game, I wasn't someone that was starting or getting a ton of minutes. And it just shows, like, keep working hard, like, and I'm able to score a goal and just be me and continue to play the way I play and do the things I do and don't take any shortcuts. What a night that was. I want to create more of those moments this year, because scoring a goal as a center defensive mid, it doesn't come as often, so definitely feels a little extra when you score.
So let's say you do score a goal in the upcoming game or the next couple of games. What kind of celebration comes? Is it natural? Do you think about celebrations of goals?
I'm more of a run and fist pump. The goal I scored last year, I just kind of did like some slide. The adrenaline's just running, so I usually like to just show the veins popping in the neck and really just get super excited. It's awesome when the teammates then come and join you.
Young kids, young boys, girls, they're watching number 75, right? You're a role model for them. You're someone they aspire to be. So give us some advice for these young kids, and maybe the parents too, that they're looking at their kid and say, oh, well, Daniel Edelman was able to do this. It's not as easy as it seems. So give us some advice.
Yeah, I think for the young boys and girls, what I always go back to my dad and my mom, my dad always just said, champions do more, and my mom was always just have no regrets. I think those two pieces of advice were key, and for me it's just all about just doing the extra work. Like, I use a example all the time of in a workout it says 10 push-ups, well, go do 12 or 13. Like, those little things I think just add up over time, and it just sets your mentality the right way, that you're just willing to push the extra mile, the extra few inches, because everyone else out there is trying to work and they're trying to take your spot, and someone's always coming for you and you can never be satisfied. And that's always how I've been, always play with a chip on my shoulder, and that's just how it needs to be until the day you stop playing the game. I think for parents as well, just let your kid, of course they can get on them and stuff and try and give them advice and teach them, but you just got to let them figure it out sometimes. With my mom and my dad, I never really felt pressured. They would always be there for me, and they knew if I had a bad game or a rough practice, they knew I knew, so it wasn't to grill me or anything. They were just there to support me, and I would fix it for next time, because it's okay to make mistakes, and you just got to keep moving forward.
So last question then, as you prepare, who on this team do you like to hang out with when you're not playing soccer, and why?
Not playing soccer, my three closest bros, probably AJ Marcucci, Tolkien, and Cam Harper. Love hanging out with those three guys. They're super fun. We been out to eat at some restaurants and stuff. So I think also because it's closer in age as well, which helps. We sort of get each other a little bit more, but those guys are a fun time.
Daniel Edelman just signing a 4-year contract with the New York Red Bulls. Homegrown talent, done good. Way to go. Congratulations and continued success. And thanks for joining us on Sports Jam.
Thank you, Doug. I appreciate it. Have a good one.
Sports Jam is a WBGO Studios production. You can hear all the past shows by going to wbgo.org/sportsjam. or wbgo.org/studios. You can also find Sports Jam with Doug Doyle on the NPR list of podcasts or wherever you hear podcasts. Thanks to the Red Bulls for giving us access to Daniel Edelman, and to Sammy Steinlight and Matt Harmon for their help in this episode. Until our next Sports Jam session, I'll see you at the games.